During the Iraq War, the Pentagon long insisted it didn't keep a record of civilian casualties, and the Bush administration was critical of independent groups like Iraq Body Count, which kept a tally of civilian deaths throughout the war that was based on public records and media reports. But as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the WikiLeaks release over the weekend of nearly 400,000 military documents confirms much of that group's work and paints a grim picture of the Iraq War's toll on civilians.
122,000 civilians dead. That's the new number put out by Iraq Body Count, which has been detailing casualties since 2003. The group says the WikiLeaks documents show some 15,000 civilian deaths previously uncounted. But it will take months to go through the hundreds of thousands of documents to get a precise number.
It's the largest task we've ever done, I think, with a single source.
Josh Dougherty with Iraq Body Count. He says the group has so far examined 860 of the new records and sampled the rest. Comparing the Pentagon numbers with their own, Iraq Body Count found they'd tallied some 27,000 deaths the Pentagon hadn't recorded.
When we started the project in 2003, it was clear that the U.S. government and the U.K. government were not going to be keeping track of this or publishing any numbers on civilian casualties. We thought that it was necessary for civil society to step in where the governments are failing.
Overall, the new documents back up Iraq Body Count's research. Some 80% of cases match in both data sets. The WikiLeaks documents cover the years 2004 to 2009. Josh Stieber was in the Army then. He was deployed to Iraq in 2007. Last week, he penned a letter to Congress urging lawmakers to take the newly released documents more seriously than they did WikiLeaks' release of the Afghan War Diary.
I seem to focus on character attacks against the people releasing it rather than the specific information that was actually contained in it.
As a soldier, Stieber said he saw firsthand some of the policies that led to civilian deaths.
One policy that we had was if a roadside bomb were to go off, then we were authorized to open fire on civilians with the philosophy of trying to intimidate them to be more supportive of us than of the local insurgents. So here we are in this global war against terror, pretty much being told to out-terrorize the insurgents.
Before going public with the documents, WikiLeaks first released them to a handful of media organizations, including The Guardian in the UK. Pratap Chatterjee is a columnist there, and he's written extensively about Iraq. He says the Pentagon had information on casualty numbers all along and should have been more transparent.
This is our taxpayer dollars. If the Pentagon wants to be believed, whether in the United States or in Iraq, they need to be able to document what they've done. And if they have made a mistake, they need to apologize for that. By covering it up, pretending it's not recorded or it hasn't happened, they simply serve nobody's best interests.
And getting the numbers, names, and details about these deaths isn't just important for U.S. taxpayers, says Ra'ad Jarar. He's an Iraqi-American political analyst. He says the information is important for Iraqi healing.
Here in the U.S., we do remember every single person who died in the 9/11 attacks. And we know every single person who was killed or injured in Iraq who is an American. And keeping the right toll and the right information about every single casualty is extremely important.
And he notes the Pentagon records released aren't complete.
The attack on Fallujah in 2004 has more than 1,200 documented names of Iraqis who were killed. None of them made it to these reports.
Iraq Body Count does include those deaths in Fallujah, but even their total number is likely to be low, as Josh Dougherty acknowledges.
We are dealing with the recorded number, the reported number. So, there are likely to be other deaths that are not reported. Our count is likely to be a conservative number, as is the number in the logs.
He says the true number of civilian deaths could be closer to 200,000. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.